If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
The Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And in this segment, we're going to continue our conversation about the issue of dog parks. We have with us in the studio Mike Morgan from Mid-Michigan Kennels and Derek Druschel from Joey's Pet Outfitters. Welcome both of you to the show. Derek, to begin with, I want to get your perspective on the dog park issue in Lansing. I know that you have taken a look at what's going on with it. What are your feelings about all of a sudden creating a four-fee system at the dog park?
Well, I guess thanks for having me, by the way. I guess I would ask the same questions Mike would. I mean, what's the intention of the fee and how's it going to be handled? You know, the biggest thing really is about bringing stable dogs into an environment where a lot of dogs are off leash. So, I mean, what's the idea of a dog park? Well, to have fun, get your dogs some really healthy exercise. It's not to create a situation where dogs are, becoming unstable, having, traumatic events and moments and experiences with other dogs. So that just causes more headaches for all of us when that happens. So it depends on how they're going to handle it, what their aim is going to be. I would hope it's, largely to help kind of weed out the crowd that's, kind of half-hearted about how they handle their dog. Make sure that we've got dogs that are immunized. Make sure that we have dogs that we, somebody who doesn't pay isn't necessarily not serious about, coming, taking good care of their dogs and being, productive member of the dog park. But you can be pretty sure somebody who's willing to pay probably is. If you're willing to pay to bring your dog to the park, you're probably also willing to take the time to handle the dog the way you need to help other owners with their dogs. It's not all about your dog. It's about being a good pack leader for your dog and for the other dogs, that you have an entire pack of people that are socially stable and behave well together and understand how to help each other. So,
right. Now, one of the things that the public may not be aware of is that you are building a dog park out behind Joey's Pet Outfitters in Williamston.
That's the rumor.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that you're doing back there and kind of how your dog park is going to operate in terms of a la compared to what's going on at the Solden Park over in Lansing?
We're still trying to figure it out in a lot of ways. Had a lot of folks, is it going to be ready? Is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? We want to do it right. So we don't want to open it until we have the ideas nailed down and how we want it to look. Really, it just kind of came about because the place we set Joey's up, the piece of property was a very large property. It wasn't just the building, the retail space that we have in the front of the building, or the front of the lot, excuse me, is, a rather small piece of the entire property. It's not as big as Hawk Island. It's not as big as the Solden Park or anything. It's not going to be a place where the entire city can bring their dog at once or something, but it's certainly a big open area. We dug a 1-acre pond. We have I think a lot of it just kind of is inspired by how much, my parents have two golden retrievers. One of them is Joey, of course, the namesake. And then I have an Australian cattle dog, and we love taking them swimming. We love taking them running, letting them run free. But there's a process to be able to allow your dog to run free and to be able to be off leash and to behave, the way it needs to behave to be able to do those things. And I guess, we're just going to make sure that our park is conducive to all those things, is encouraging all the right behaviors. So we're still working all the things out, but...
Well, what kind of training issues do you anticipate that you're going... Are there going to be requirements for people? I mean, how do you keep people from causing these kinds of issues where their dog is not properly in control? Do you have any ideas regarding that?
Our park is going to be private property, obviously. We've our plan is to charge. I'm not sure how much, but yet. But that fee will help us maintain it, provide good fencing, obviously. And a large part of it, again, I think when you have clients who are willing to pay a fee, I think it's just like a down payment on a house. A down payment on a house shows the bank that you are responsible and willing and able to pay the loan back, so that the bank isn't on the hook. Same thing, is it somebody, there's a commitment from the owner of the dog as much as there is a commitment from us. Beyond that, supervision. You know, I don't know if we can. I'm sure there's going to be problems. You know, there's always problems at the dog park. Somebody comes in, you know, people will come in with a dog and they don't know that it's going to behave one way or another. And everybody's going to have that first trip to the dog park. There's a first time for everything. So we'll have dogs come to the park for the first time, and you know, there might not be the best day, but we're going to supervise it and we're going to handle it as best we can. And you know, send people home with literature, maybe when they subscribe and things like that. You know, this is what's expected. This is what you need to understand of how things are going to go. And obviously, we'll have policies for this is a lot of the stuff that we're trying to iron out. It's not so much the physical construction of the park, but, you know, making sure that, you know, we understand what kind of grounds we're going to set up for removal. I mean, if somebody's dog is not fit to be there, we're going to have to stand firm and say, you know, this dog can't be here. And we're also going to have ways to help every dog possible be there, because that's the idea. We want dogs to, even dogs that have had trouble in the past, we want them to get right and be able to have fun there, because a dog park, dog pack experience like that off leash should be, when handled right, probably the most productive thing for the dogs and for the humans. You know, when I see stable packs just in a park setting at other places that we've gone, when we have Joey and Tanner and Hush and all their, and they're with their usual friends and their pack, you know, it's funny the way an unstable dog can come into that environment, and often we don't have to do anything because the dogs know what to do. They handle it very well. They help us. They help us ignore the behavior, redirect the behavior, reject it, block it. All sorts of things to do, but
well, and one of the things that Mike, you were speaking about earlier, was the issue of temperament training. What can you do to identify the temperaments to make sure that the animals that are in there are proper for that type of a setting?
I think temperament testing involves a lot of different things at a lot of different levels. In this specific case, of course, you want a dog that is friendly with people. In my mind, the most dangerous type of aggression, true aggression, is fear aggression, because you never know what's going to set that off. You don't know what the stimulus is going to be that's going to fire that dog and make it go aggressive because of the fear. So the dog has to be people friendly, can be approached and petted by anybody, any age. After you've established that the dog is people friendly, then you got to take it to the next level, which is dog friendly. And I think you do that by taking stable dogs, like Derek's talking about in his pack. Because if you take two or three stable dogs and you put them around another dog, if that dog is stable, you're going to see a very smooth meshing of personalities in that pack is going to accept that dog. If you've got a dog that is acting inappropriately at some level, a lot of the more stable dogs are going to help fix that. I agree with Derek 100%. Dogs fix each other's problems way better than we could ever do it. I think there's the two main things there is that they're people social and they're dog social. They can act appropriately in that mix. There's two different instances that I would have loved to have 30 seconds of video, and I had a dog that I boarded, and I put him out in the exercise yard with another German Shepherd. And when I put him out, this dog was always inappropriate. It was a Vishal. I put him out with a Shepherd, and he started acting like a complete spaz. And the Shepherd put him in his place, didn't go overboard, but put him in his place. And then as the dog submitted, the Shepherd started to walk away, and the dog jumped up and went at it again, except for this time the dog put him in his place in a much stronger fashion. And when he walked away the next time, that was a totally different animal at that point. So dogs can help fix it if they don't go overboard. But those are the two things in my mind that need to be tested.
Well, and that's the thing that Derek will be able to do at his park to keep control over. Mike, Derek, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And for all of you listeners, we appreciate your listening to the show this week. We hope you'll be back with us next Saturday at 11 a.m. This is Lee Cohen on behalf of producers Scott Holliday and Holly Rotter wishing you a great week. And please, please, please take darn good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.